Please go to me right while I'm here.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, thank you very much for asking. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists, and so I handle the pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been talking here with Maria, and, you know, she does such a wonderful job really going over the basics. So a couple of things I was looking through on her notes that she had sent over to me. So you have the Google Business Profile, the website attached. You've been running Google Ads. Is that current or was that earlier on?
No, it was earlier on. And
okay.
I think, yeah, I'm not sure why, you know, some of this is a mystery to me and it probably is to other people. And that's why you guys do what you do, I'm sure. But I told Maria that, so I'm an audio video dealer contractor. I do not have a storefront.
Right.
When you sign up for what I do with Google, they want me to say that I'm a retail space. I'm not. Okay. So when I if you search for one of my services like TV installation near me,
right.
There's a predictable, you know, 5 or 6 people that always pop up. So that means that they're doing ongoing ad campaigns. They're spending a certain amount of money. But they also look like, to Google, it looks like they have a store. In 1,000%, they don't have a store.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of a weird category I'm in. It's not like, you know, if I was a plumber, it would be a little more cut and dry. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not a plumber. I'm an audio video dealer, installation person, networks, stuff like that. But I don't have a store. Most people don't. Best Buy has a store, right? They're a $1 billion company. And most of the small audio video dealers do not have stores.
Correct. So just to kind of clarify on that, because like right now, if I did TV installation and I just put South Hamilton, Massachusetts, right? Because I'm in California.
Yep.
I don't want to get any results where I'm at because I need to see as if
right.
I'm looking in your location. You know, I see this company pop up, Home Theater Associates. That address of theirs is actually their home address. And I can tell because it shows a picture of their house. So typically, I can tell you what probably happened. Okay. A lot of these companies are like yourself. You have what's called a home office. Okay. Nobody comes to you to buy product or to pick out tile, right? They don't come to you for any of that. You go to them to install their theater system, their TV, their sound bars. Okay. That's what you do.
Yep.
So in your case, you have a home office. When you have a home office, Google doesn't want your address even showing on there because you're not a storefront. So I can tell you right now that these companies that their addresses are showing, either one, they verified their own company on Google and they don't realize that their address is showing, or two, okay, they have some company that doesn't know what they're doing and has just decided to, let me just go ahead and list their company with their address showing.
Right. Yep.
Okay. So basically no address needs to be shown. Okay. Just to be very, very clear on that. Okay. Google Ads, when you ran those, what were you allocating at that time? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, how much money or whatever?
Yeah. What were you allocating to them at that time? The Google Ads.
I think it was just it was an experimentation. So I honestly forget what the structure even was.
Okay.
I don't know if it was based on the amount of clicks or how many days. I'm not really sure, but I don't know if this is helpful to know. So I did a DIY website through software. You probably heard of it. So when I did the Google listing, I did it through Wix, which I'm not sure if there's some disadvantages to that, and maybe that's why I've had problems. I'm not sure. But I haven't, I'm a sole proprietor. It's just me. I only have so much time to mess around with this stuff, and I'm you know, I'm busy enough to have, you know, avoided having to pay that much attention to it, but
yeah,
you know, it's something that I want to address at some point. So,
okay,
it would be nice to have, and I feel like the website is almost secondary importance to the properly calibrated Google listing.
It is, but I will tell you this, like the websites that we build are Google compliant, mobile friendly, and our websites have the automatic SEO settings that'll also help with your ranking. Do you do any type of social media advertising?
You know, I did a Facebook business page, but I don't regularly maintain it or anything.
Okay.
So again, it's just me. So, you know,
yeah.
I have friends that are in business and they have people that all they do is, you know, SEO and marketing and this
yeah.
and that and the other. You know, if you're doing everything yourself, you don't have time to do that.
Yeah, no,
so,
of course not. And
yeah.
we're a full digital marketing company. We handle SEO. So let me tell you what I would recommend for you to start with is our VIP package with Facebook advertising. How far would you say you typically travel, Tim, for a new client?
So I'm on the North Shore of Boston, which is like, you know, 13 miles from Boston north.
Okay.
And I do southern New Hampshire. I do North Shore of Boston where I am. I do Boston. I do, you know, I don't know. I feel like I go up to 50 miles, which,
uh-huh.
you know, I know from a marketing perspective, maybe it's smarter to make that with that, you know, area smaller. If I did
yeah.
more where I was, you know, I would spend more time working, less time driving. So even
yeah.
even Boston, it's not that far, but there's traffic, there's this, that, and the other. So, yeah, I mean, I'd rather probably be closer to home, honestly, than running into Boston or southern New Hampshire. But, you know, whatever. I just have to make money.
Okay. So yeah, so I would definitely recommend this package for you to get started with. Basically, what you would be looking at is a monthly fixed flat rate of $299 a month. It does, however, come with a one-time $99 setup fee, which is to cover your programming. So the initial investment would be $390 to get it started, and then you pay $299 every month after that with no contracts or click fees. Okay. However, what this would include is us taking your Google business profile and we optimize it to the first page and we maintain it there by your keywords and search terms. We list you on Bing as well as Yelp, Apple Maps, and then we do Facebook advertising. So in regards to Facebook ads, any time that someone does that search on Google for your service, and even if they didn't call you, but they happen to go to Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories, well, that's when they would see your ad appear. Your ad would retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So when they click on it, they're calling you directly. I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. In addition, we can attach the website that you currently have, or we could build you a brand new website. The websites, like I said, that we build are Google compliant and mobile friendly, and we do attach it where your business is listed. And then we cover the mobile platform. Anyone that uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet can also find you listed on the first page. I mean, pretty much this package that we're offering you, it would cover all of your bases. And again, it's a month-to-month program with no contract.
Right. The only concern I have is, like, again, I have a Facebook business page, but I do not actively do anything to it. So I feel like, and it's not realistic for me to think that I'm gonna. I don't know how much attention I need to pay to that. So I don't know how important the Facebook business page in reality actually is, or if you're
well,
yeah, not sure how that would work.
That's a great question, and that's a great thing to bring up. So basically, like what I always suggest to any client, right, whether they sign up with us or not, you want to keep your content fresh on Facebook, even if you're only posting once a month, right? So try to keep your content fresh. It's not even about the amount of people that are your friends on Facebook, okay? It's like when someone does that search on Google, and you've probably done it before where you've looked up something on Google and then you happen to go to your Facebook page and all of a sudden you get these ads appearing on something that you searched up previously. That's what they call targeted marketing, okay? So when that ad appears, they're doing one of three things. They're either clicking on it to call you, they're clicking on it to send you a Facebook message through Facebook Messenger, or they're clicking on it to go straight to your website. That's how it's going to work.
Okay. I was under the impression with Facebook business pages that you had to invite people to it or they can't see it, or, you know, I'm sure.
If you're wanting to direct people to your Facebook page, but when it comes to the Facebook ads, it's either going to be a click to call, click to message, or click to go to a website. That's what the Facebook ad is going to do. It's not a draw traffic to your specific business Facebook page. Because if someone is, I'll give you an example. My husband does dialysis. I went on Google, typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me because I couldn't remember the number, called the nurse, spoke with her. 2 days later, when I was on my own Facebook page doing a post for our granddaughter's birthday, I got this ad appearing on my Facebook personal page telling me Fresenius Kidney Care. It was their kidney care ad, and it was because their ad targeted me as having an interest, okay, in their actual center. So that's what I'm talking about, how those Facebook ads are going to work. Now, if you're interested instead of a program that has Google advertising, right, with the Google Ads campaign, the difference of us managing it is that you're not incurring click fees because you would be paying us a flat rate, okay? So a package with Facebook ads included, with the Google ads, you're actually looking at $499 a month. So it is going to be more, but it's because we're allocating $300 of that $499 is actually being allocated to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So this is why I say you won't incur any click fees, because you're paying us a flat rate.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can probably look at my Facebook business page from just typing in Becker Media Design, I think.
I believe so. Let me see if it came up for me. I see the Yelp. I see, here it is. It's on your Google Business profile. Yes, I'm looking right at it.
Okay.
It doesn't look bad. But you do need, I would recommend, do a post, even if it's once a month. Your last post was in August.
Oh, really?
August 28th. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay. I don't remember doing that, but okay.
Yeah, there's a post on here. It says project recently completed. And it was a project for, I'll tell you who it was for, Blackburn Tavern.
Okay. Interesting.
Do you not remember posting that? There's even a post for you on August 10th.
Okay.
So knows update.
Interesting.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who has access to your Facebook?
Just myself and then my wife. So she may have
posted. So maybe she posted.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to her.
I don't remember. I work a lot, so maybe that's why I don't remember Blackburn Tavern.
Aw. Yeah, I'm looking right at it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So good job.
Okay.
I'm glad.
Yep.
See, there you go. She's helping you.
Right. So how important, posting makes a difference. So
because it just keeps your content fresh is why I say that, Kim. Okay? Even if it's once a month. She's done a great job so far, so I'm glad to see that.
Okay. So when people do, when you do the start with Facebook only, which is more appealing to me, of course, because the cost is less, right? And it's somewhat of an experiment. And, but Yeah, I think I would be interested in that. And so will people find, so I'm just, it's just a little mysterious to me. I'm kind of a Luddite when it comes to, you know, I do technology, but I don't do social media really, right?
Right.
So I'm just a little skeptical of how people are going to find me through Facebook if I'm not constantly massaging my Facebook page. And I know
it's not the business Facebook page that we're promoting for them to go to, right?
Okay.
What we're doing, okay, is this search is based off of the search that they perform on Google, right? People go on Google, they're typing in what they're needing. They might not call that business, but then they happen to go on their Facebook page a few days later, right? And it's happened to me, and I'll give you a perfect example. I deal with services, businesses that service, right? That's my job.
Yep.
Okay. One day, this was like almost 3 years ago now, it'll be 3 years ago this December, but basically I needed a plumber. I had no clue of any plumber.
Yep.
I went on Google. I went on Facebook. I remember, because, you know, again, I work with businesses at service. I remember that there was a time when I was searching up plumbers in Anaheim, where I stay at. When I went and I was like, I remember seeing an ad on Facebook. What business was that? So, you know, when I went on Google and I typed in plumber near me, I immediately recognized the company name.
Right.
From having seen their ad a few months back on Facebook. Because you got to remember, too, when I'm performing searches on Google, it's going to show me, like, I'm going to get these sporadic ads popping up, right? It's almost like as if that ad's reminding you, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. A lot of it is what it's doing is branding your company name. Okay? Tim, I will tell you this. I will tell you, Facebook ads have a higher conversion rate compared to Google ads because Facebook ads retarget. It's that constant reminder, hey, you're looking for a home theater install, right? Or automated system, you know? Because they see you offer many different services, right? So these are keywords and search terms that we're going to utilize to make sure that you're always coming up in those search results. Networking, right? Pre-wire for new construction. You even do outdoor systems and component upgrades, right? So these are things that we definitely would want you to be found for. I mean, I've even looking at the fireplace entertainment solution. It's a trip because when I saw that, my sister-in-law got her fireplace and everything redone, right? She's been remodeling. But now it's like, okay, well, where are you going to put your TV at, you know? Because my way of thinking is you don't want that TV to melt with the heat, right? That's my way of thinking.
Right.
So they actually had to call a guide, a specialist, to come in and install it for them. You know, someone who knew, like yourself, what they were doing, right? Because, I mean, you can watch a YouTube video all day long and do it, but if you want it done right and in a timely manner, you're going to call an expert like you, right?
Yep.
So what you do is very special because, trust me, I cannot stand when I see all these wires.
Right.
It drives me crazy. And sometimes there's a system to doing things, you know?
Right. So the Facebook advertising is also going to inadvertently lead people to my website anyway, just because out of curiosity.
They'll be like, oh, Becca's a design.
Yeah. Okay.
Only because, like, you can either have it set up or they can either click on it to call you directly, or if you prefer that they go straight to your website, then we will have them go straight to your website.
Right.
Okay.
And then
what it would probably do, not to interrupt you, Tim, but typically it's to take them straight to your website, is to take them to your contact form where they see that part that says contact us, and they fill out that form, right, with their name, their email, and their message, because we call that a hot lead. So typically you would want them to go there to message you so that way you can respond to them. So typically that's where it would go if they would click on your website.
Okay. And then, I've been able to capture some business through Home Advisor, which is now called Angie.
Yes. I'm familiar with them.
You've probably heard of
that before. Yes.
Yeah. So I have all these reviews on Angie because I did that before I even had a website. I still do it, but it's not really my target audience. They're more, price sensitive, and it's not, I do get some customers that become repeat customers. So there's some good qualities to it, but I pay $30 or whatever it is for every opportunity. So it's itself is kind of pricey, but I have almost 95 star reviews. Is that useful in the marketing or no?
I wish we could take their reviews, right? And somehow transfer them over to Google, but because Google is a completely different platform, we are not able to do that, right?
Okay.
So just so you know though, I always encourage you get those reviews on your Google Business profile page because it's the modern day word of mouth. And I'll tell you why. If you ever one day decide to no longer use Angie's, all your reviews are going to disappear.
No, I know. There is a, and I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I want to do something with you, but it's just this last piece of information. There's some kind of shit called Sociable Kit, and supposedly you can have, if you sign up for this Sociable Kit thing, there's some widget that gets the reviews that are on like Home Advisor or Angie or that type of platform over to your website or whatever marketing you're doing.
Maybe over to your website, but definitely not over to Google. Yeah, Google. Just so you know, unfortunately, only because Google is Google and they want, because here's, Google will, they want reviews from people who have a Google account, just an FYI, Tim. Usually, if someone's leaving you a review and they don't have a Google, like a Gmail account when they're leaving it, it'll take a couple of days before that review will post. Okay, it'll eventually post, but it takes a couple of days, right? And for that reason, Google doesn't use, like, there's no systems. I wish there was, you know. I had one guy that I spoke with years ago. He had like 300 and something reviews on Angie's, and the only reason why he was still paying for them was because he would lose his reviews. But I will tell you this. We have a tool, a really easy tool that you can use through your client dashboard in our program, and you could easily enter the email address, enter the email address to your specific client or their phone number, and it'll automatically send them a link for them to click on and leave you 5 stars on your Google Business profile page.
Right, okay, got it. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to go off on a tangent about
it's okay.
Your reviews and everything, but I probably won't abandon Angie altogether.
I would never tell you to. I would never say that.
They're basically, they're always, kind of changing their system to their profits and gas the contractors more. So I just, it's not great, but
What do you typically, what is your investment on the leads, if you don't mind me asking?
So it's like, it's actually become a little bit more reasonable, but it was $30 to $50 per lead. Now it's like $20 or $30 a lead.
Oh, so it's a little bit more reasonable now. Okay, that's still not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was still higher, I would be like, ouch, that's kind of a little bit, right? A little much. But have you made your money back? Is that fair to say that you've at least made your money back on what you've invested? I would think so, right?
Yeah, no, I have. And actually, like, I got a lead today. And the and I think people can search for me on there. And like the lady said, oh, I can see your reviews, or I picked you because of your reviews. So you can pick three people to contact. And then, you know, I was the first one to reach out. But
yeah.
Yeah, so what would the process, what would you need from me other than my credit card?
Yeah, so basically what you and I would do is I see that there's a htassociates@sbcglobal.net. Is that the best email for you?
No, that's not me. I'm not sure what that is.
Interesting. It was a Facebook page that has your – that's so weird. Wait a minute. That is so weird. So when I looked up your company name – it's like, that's what came up. Hold on. Let me go back here. Stand by.
There might be another Becker Media.
Okay, let me look up.
Yeah. Yep.
Bear with me here, my dear. There you go. Okay. You know, honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with your website. I think it looks great. I really do.
Okay.
Okay, so you're at BeckerMediaDesign@gmail.com, right?
Yes,
Okay.
That's my email, but the website is BeckerMediaDesign.com.
Yeah, that's the one I have here. Okay.
Yep.
Then, you know what? I wasn't even looking at your Facebook page. Actually, that wasn't even your Facebook page. That was so weird because I clicked on something that had your name and it said Facebook, but it didn't even take me anywhere. Let me see if I can pull your Facebook up. Give me one quick second, okay?
Okay.
Let me search for it through my Facebook page. That might be easier to find it that way. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, looks good. Okay, yeah, so your last post was back in February of 2023. So,
okay, yeah.
That was your last post. Your website is not attached to your business Facebook page. We could get that attached there for you. So that's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think
email,
I left only. Yep.
So basically, what I would need from you, other than payment, is going over, verifying your business information. Okay, going over more in detail, like some of the notes that my technician would need, because what I do is I schedule a client interview for you. The client interview is where the magic really happens, Tim. That's when you talk to my technician about your Facebook ads. You're going to talk about your keywords, your search terms, the areas that you want to target. And typically that appointment takes about 30 to 40 minutes. Sometimes a little bit longer, okay, but it just depends on how many questions or details you have. You will add us on as managers to your Google Business profile as well as to your business Facebook page, so that way we can manage the Facebook ads and then optimize you to the first page and manage you there, because it is going to be a management and programming that we're doing, okay? So, and basically, if you are not too sure on how to do that, the technician walks you right through it. So we do all the work.
Okay.
This way you can focus on your jobs. Okay?
Right. Yep.
But, yeah, it's usually like about maybe 10, 15 minutes at the most for you and I to set up the account. It's pretty quick, but I like to be thorough as far as, like, on the notes that I'm listing for the technician. And then we would schedule your client interview for tomorrow at a time that's going to be the most convenient for you. Okay?
Right. Yep.
All right. So are you ready to give this a shot?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Tim, is your first name, is it Timothy and you go by Tim, or is it just Tim?
Yeah, it's like the legal or technical name is Timothy,
okay,
but you go by Tim.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then your last name?
Is Becker.
Okay. I didn't want to assume, but I thought maybe kind of like the business name.
Yeah.
How's your guys' weather right now? Pretty good? A little humid?
Yeah, it's
not
nice.
Too bad?
No, it's like 70 and
sun's
going down, but it's nice kind of pre-fall weather.
My daughter went to Boston University, and let me tell you, she did not want to come home.
Oh, really?
Was like, they have, she applied for MIT and Boston.
Yep.
Oh, wow. She got an interview with MIT, but it was her test scores. She was like, I mean, honor roll student all her life, but she's one of those, like, when it comes to taking a test, she, like, kind of blanks out, right? I think she overthinks it. But that's the only thing that prevented her. But, hey, I mean, if you got as far as an interview, that's a big deal, you know? But she did go Boston University. She graduated. She's an engineering programmer for American Express. She's a level 3.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. I mean, it's not an easy feat to get into BU, you know?
No.
It's funny. Most of my son's 20, I mean, sorry, he graduated 2024. He's 19.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be an electrician, but all his friends that are going to college, they're all going to these southern schools for some reason from here. They're all going to, like, Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida.
Really?
Virginia. But anyway, I think it's just a pattern up here where people are going more down south. But I mean, I think the Boston schools, honestly, if you can get into them, are really more, you know, it's definitely looks better on your resume.
Well, this girl, she was like not going for schools. Like I was like, Jeanette, you're like, these are schools with a pretty penny, but she also played soccer, varsity. She played all her life.
Right.
So she had a lot of scholarships. And
okay.
so because of that.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
And so because of all of that, right, she got all these scholarships. So it helped with, you know, at least your vision, some of it, you know.
Right. Oh, that's great.
But she's my smarty pants in the family. I mean, she's 24 now, but that girl, you know, their base pay is $154,000. Their base pay. That's not including bonuses, stocks, cash outs. Like, yeah, it's crazy. but she lives in Arizona now. And so, you know, but she loved Boston. She's like, oh my gosh, they have seasons. It's not like California.
Right.
And I said, I know, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
well,
she loved it.
Maybe she'll go back. Here someday.
Yeah. And then Tim, so the address where you verified the business, is it the 233 Linden Street? That was an address that I saw on your Angie's List. It's not anywhere on Google or anything like that.
Yeah, no, that is the address.
I just want to make sure that we at least have that on hand, just so that way, you know, we're aware of that's where you had verified it. But it doesn't show anywhere, just so that you know. And then this number, the 978-473-1246, is always going to be the best number for us to reach you at, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay. And then let me see here. I'm going to do something right now, Tim. You do get text messages on the phone number that we're speaking on?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I did send you the email already with the recap of what the package is including. And then it just kind of gives you the breakdown. So we take from the $299, we'll allocate $100 to your Facebook ads that we're managing, and we manage them to run throughout the month. So this way you know that you're not incurring click fees. Okay. So I sent you that email. I'm also going to text you right now, and I want you to save this number, our 877 number, in your contacts under our company, Local Splash. Okay? So this way you never lose our phone number. All right?
Okay.
Let me know when you get that text.
Yep, I've got that.
Beautiful. Okay. So that way you have that there. Okay? And then let me see here. Just want to go back to, there we go.
So your company is called Local Splash?
Local Splash, correct. That's the name of our company.
Okay.
Okay. Now, our hours of operation are always going to be Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is for you because you're 3 hours ahead of us, 10 to 7. Okay. If ever our client support team is calling you, they're going to call you from the 877 number. So that's why I always like you to save it. So this way you always have our number on hand. Okay?
Yeah. I just created the contact. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. And then, Tim, I did put down that your name, you prefer to go by Tim. The card that you're going to be using today for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's just in my name.
Okay. Is it just Tim Becker, or is it Timothy, and there's a middle initial? How does it read?
It's Timothy Becker. No middle initial on this
one. Same business address, the 2331 or the 233 Linden Street. Is that the billing address for it?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Yep. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. So 5424. 1812, 5812, 7351.
Expiration month and year?
Is, where is it here? Oh, 428.
And the CVV code on the back?
700.
Before I even process this transaction, I'm going to actually walk you through, we call it a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I have you at a pre-agreement discounted rate, okay? We don't typically advertise it, but basically this will be an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. So, Tim, as I'm walking you through this, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, you do me a favor and stop me so we can review it and clarify. Just say, Nadine, hey, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. Okay? I want to make sure that before we even process the transaction that you have a clear and firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, Tim. And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Becker Media Design.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Tim Becker, owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Tim, it's important that you are very actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, please remember, and as I asked you to save that contact number, the 877 number, save that in your contacts under Local Splash, because whenever our customer service will call you, it'll be from that number. Now, if you call us, like let's say you have an update, right? We do ask that when you call us and you leave a message, because let's say someone couldn't get to the phone right away, all of our agents are busy. We just ask you to please allow us at least 24 hours for them to return your call. Okay, I'm not saying it'll take that long, but at least we like to pay it safe, okay? Someone will reach you as soon as possible, but we just ask for the 24-hour for returning your call.
Just the initial call or just
this
call
will be
general?
Yeah, the initial call. So like, let's say you called, right? Because you wanted to make some changes on your account. But when you called, no agents were available. It gives you the option to leave a message, right? So when you leave the message, it basically what we're saying is allow them at least 24 hours to get back to you. They might get back to you within the hour, right?
Gotcha.
But I like to always be, I always like to under-promise and over-deliver. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, as a result of increased visibility, I want you to please be advised that you may receive calls, and these are from third-party vendors, okay, that are not related to local splash, all right? So
right.
Because of this, I'm going to provide a security question for you, and this is how you can identify if it's actually local splash calling you or another company. You can either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
Mother's maiden name is good.
Okay. What was your mom's maiden name?
Fletcher. So it's
Fletcher?
Etcher,
right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's say someone calls you, right? And they're saying they're local splash, but in your mind, you're thinking, I don't know. Okay? What you do, Tim, is you say, hey, what's my security question? If they disconnect the call on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling, okay? If they refuse to give you the security question, then you disconnect the call on them. Let them go, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now,
so other people that are kind of in the this type of business
industry,
are kind of, because I do get a lot of calls from people in general about okay. We want you to sign up for voice-activated
I wouldn't recommend the voice-activated, and I'm going to tell you why. Those voice-activated searches, when you sign up for them, they put you on a bunch of different directories that you've probably never even heard of, and they're going to generate a bunch of spam calls for you. Okay?
Right.
So,
yep.
I don't recommend that. I could tell you right now, if someone's asking Siri, Google Home, Alexa, those devices are going to pull up the Google search results as if someone was searching from their desktop. Okay.
Right. That customer isn't my demographic in terms of age anyway. I don't, nothing against your daughter or my son's age group. But
yeah. But you want people that.
I want people that are like 40 and older, you know.
Exactly. Listen, people our age, right? I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, because you know what? To me, this way I see it. A teeny bopper isn't going to look me up for that service, right?
Right. Yeah.
They're going to figure it out themselves, you know? You want the person that's an actual homeowner, you know, or owns a condo or a townhome, like wants to upgrade. So that's the clientele you're looking for. Absolutely. Okay?
Yep.
So just so you know, I mean, the voice searches that they try to make you pay for, don't do it. I definitely do not recommend that.
Yeah. Where I wasn't really doing anything, I wasn't going to start with voice searches, you know?
Yeah.
So,
for sure. Now, I'm going to give you this example, right? A lot of my clients get called from a company called Yelp, and basically they offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. So if you do receive those calls from Yelp, and let's say you happen to be interested, okay, let me know, because we can offer you a discounted rate, okay?
Okay.
If you go through us, all right? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means is this. We're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, hey, just give us a call and let us know. So it's just so we can double check and make sure it's not a service that we're already offering you. We just don't want you investing more money, Tim, if you don't need to. Okay.
Yeah, no. I'm not gonna.
No worries. I mean, even if you did, hey, we're not going to tell you no, but we just, again, want to make sure that you're not investing in the same thing and then it's spending more money, you know, out of your pocket.
Right. Yep.
Now, as part of our verification process, we always like to be proactive, right? I know that you already have the Google Business Profile, but for us, it's also essential that Local Splash receives required business documents in a timely manner, again, just to be proactive, okay? Now, some of those may include a business license, proof of insurance. It could include, like, other documents, like maybe a business card, pictures of some of your work, right? And so what we ask from you is that any of these documents that we might request from you, we just ask at least submit them within the first 7 days, because if you don't get it to us within the first 7 days, this necessary documentation, what happens is in that time frame, it could result in you having delays or even the suspension of your account with us. Not talking about the suspension of your Google Business Profile. I'm talking about your account with us. Okay.
Right.
So all we ask is that any things that we require from you, if you do agree to submit these items within 7 business days, or within the 7 days, excuse me, from signing
up. Right. Yep.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 8th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Okay. Now, this is what I call a 2-month verbal agreement, okay? So basically, I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay?
Right.
You were paying monthly. So now that means that your next monthly payments will automatically renew, okay, on the 8th day of each month in the discounted amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You, however, may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number. The number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. You must speak with the live representative, okay? If you have to leave a message, know that they will call you back within 24 hours, okay?
Right, okay.
Now, to prevent those charges, okay, for the next month of service, we're going to ask you to at least respond, to at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due. So you don't incur the charge, okay? So you want to make sure you at least call 3 business days before the 8th if you need to cancel it. So that way you don't get billed on that date, okay?
Nope. Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to update your package, Tim, and then I'm going to process the payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to start receiving several different text messages, okay, and emails, right? And we're going to go over a few of them. The next order of business is I want you to think about how your schedule looks for tomorrow for your client interview. I will block an hour. The interview could take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. Just really depends on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Is there any possibility we could do it on Wednesday?
I could see on Wednesday if Wednesday works better for you. Yeah, give me 1 second.
Yeah,
let's take a look at Wednesday's calendar.
What
time on Wednesday?
So, like, 10 a.m., is that good?
10 a.m.? Yeah, let me take a look. Yeah, I should have something that time. Let me see here really quick. Give me 1 second. Let's see. Let's take a look here. I do actually have a Wednesday. Yep. Perfect. Let me send you this calendar invite in just a second. Now, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment is going to be between 10 and 11 o'clock your time. Okay? It'll probably be closer to the 10 o'clock, maybe just a few minutes after. But basically, I'll send you a calendar reminder right an hour before your client interview, just in case if it slips your mind, okay?
Right. Yep.
Now, let's say, Tim, when we call you, you need like 5 or 10 more minutes, right? Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back. Okay.
Okay.
If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, they're going to proceed without me. Okay. If I'm not available when it's time to call, they're going to go on without me. Okay. So just an FYI. Let me go here. Okay. And then I'll send you that calendar invite in just a second. Again, you don't need to do anything with it because it's just letting you know when it is.
Okay.
Go here. And then I probably only need like 5 more minutes and then we'll be all done, okay? I know it's probably been a long day for you too, right? Working all day?
Yes, but
Do you have a crew?
It's just me. He's an electrical apprentice now, so he's an electrician. But
that's so awesome.
He does some network stuff with me, but other than that, it's just me, really.
You know, that's so awesome. You know, I'll tell you, my brother-in-law, we were having a family dinner the other day, my sister-in-law, my husband's sister, and he's a Ford Master Mechanic. And now he runs his own company, mechanic shop. And we were just talking about this, you know, because I said, well, hey, are you guys, you know, pushing for the kids, you know, because their oldest, Victoria, is a senior this year. And I said, hey, are you guys, you know, wanting her to go to college? And they're like, actually, you know what? We're encouraging her more at trade school.
Yeah.
They said because... Great. What they have found, and you might agree with me on this too, because I've seen it with my younger brother-in-laws, is my in-laws couldn't even retire at the age of retirement because they had to keep working because they were in debt with all these tuitions. One went off to like Oregon State. The other one went to like San Diego, SDU. And I mean, and these schools, like, I mean, my in-laws had to put out a lot of money, right? So they couldn't even retire at the age of retirement. But do you know that both of those boys, with everything that they did in college, they're not even in that profession that they were studying. Can you believe that?
Right. Yeah.
They're like in something completely different.
You're lucky. It's probably no surprise to you at all that your daughter going to BU and getting the job that she has, being focused, you know. But that's that's because of, you know.
But I'll tell you, it's because ever since she was in junior high, there was a relative, in fact, they're engineers. And because of them is why, since she was in junior high, she's like, I'm going to be an engineer. That's what I want to be. I want to be an engineer. So she had that mindset the whole time. And I think that's why when she went to Boston University and had that mindset, that's what her goal was. And that's why she's in that, you know, field, right? But others that I've known that have been in different fields, you know, they went to school to be a psychologist or whatever, and they're not even in that profession. They're doing something complete opposite. Like, how'd that happen? You know, are you licensed and insured or not required for your industry?
So you don't need a license to do what I'm doing. I am insured. Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. You know, awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that. Just a few things I want to notate on here. I mean, the obvious, right, is you do the home theater, TV installation, home theater, network. Do you want me to list these services that I see noted on your website?
Yes. Yeah. No, that's great.
Okay. perfect. And then now I was looking at here. Let me go back to this because I want to check out your hours of operation, what you have listed on your Google Business profile. It looks like you have Monday through Saturday is 9 to 7, Sunday closed.
Yeah, I mean, it can be, you know, we can edit that so Sunday can be open too, but it doesn't really matter. So.
Okay. Do you want me to have them keep it as it is, or do you also want us to notate Sunday? You know, I'll be honest with you. Even if you put closed, people are still going to call you.
Right. I mean, based on your experience, what do you think I should change the hours to be later than 7, or does that really matter?
No. I don't think it even really matters. I just like to make sure that your information is correct and we don't need to edit anything or fix it, right? Honestly, I think it's fine, you know?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. Okay, with the Facebook ads, just so you know, you can even reach up to a 50-mile radius if you wanted, okay? How far do you want to target? Because I know you like being a little bit closer to home.
Yeah, I think, you know, so if home is the center of the radius circle.
Uh-huh.
You know, I what do most people do?
Usually people do like 30 miles. I mean, you could always start with 30 miles or 20, and if you need to change it, just know that the furthest you can target is 50 miles, okay?
Right.
So yeah, you can choose to do, like I said, the 30 or 20, whatever you prefer.
Why don't we start with 30 and see what happens? Always adjust it.
Yeah, of course. And then let's see. Now, Wednesday is going to be the 10th, okay? When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference when we're reaching out?
I guess texting or they can just
or
call
phone call.
Me.
Okay.
You know, I'll alert to the fact that Wednesday between 10 and 11 is probably going to be.
Okay, perfect. And then another thing that I wanted to share with you, so you know, you got your physical phone number showing on Google, right? So what we do as part of our program is we put a local tracking number, okay, that is actually going to be linked to your phone. Okay? Now this local tracking number is going to prevent from you getting a bunch of spam calls. Okay?
Okay.
And it's going to be a helpful tool for you, and I'll tell you why. Because it's going to allow you to track your phone calls and your messages. And if a spam call came in, we block it. Okay? Now, the other thing with this tracking number is, let's say you're on your way to a prospect's location to go give an estimate, and you forgot the address at home. You go into your client dashboard, and you retrieve that message, that phone call, and you can grab the address from there, okay? So it's a really helpful tool for you, okay?
Okay.
And it doesn't cost you anything. I'm going to tell you because even currently, as your number shows on there, that generates a bunch of spam calls, okay? So typically, these spam calls don't typically call tracking numbers, even though it's a local tracking number, but they tend to not be calling those.
People that are going to be trying to call me aren't going to be calling my regular 1246 number.
They're going to call the local tracking number that's going to ring to that phone number. So it's still going to you directly. Still going to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's just, like I said, it's a helpful tool for you because I'll tell you what's happened. In the past, you know, when people have their numbers out there, right, you're getting all these marketer calls, right? People are telling you that they're Google. So we also have a way of blocking those numbers. Like if we see that you're being harassed by somebody, we'll block it, especially a marketing agency, okay? And you can even go in there and block it yourself, which is really cool because it's funny because I know Verizon has it, but I guess some phone carriers don't have that option where you could block numbers from that phone, which is kind of weird. But, yeah.
Right.
Okay, and then let me see here. Okay, so just
on my end, uh-huh. I won't I won't really realize anything because I'm just getting a phone call. It's just a, it's just a filtering thing.
Okay. Yes, correct. Yeah. Okay. Now, I need you to look at either your text messages or your phone, looking at your emails too, because we sent it to both. I need you to find, there's these two. One is going to say initial invoice. And the other one will say action pictures needed.
Okay, hang on just a sec. I've got local splash support, welcome local splash, then action needed, pictures.
That one.
Pictures needed.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that list is just because we like to be proactive. So on that list, it gives you like items that we need pictures of. Send us what you have, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay? Just send us what you can. Yep. And then what are the next ones that you see?
Yep, so I see that one, and then there's local splash initial invoice. Yep.
That one. Go ahead and open that up. And it's going to say, Dear Timothy, thank you for choosing local splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please keep in mind about it being a recurring payment based upon the terms. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? It's towards the bottom when you're reading it.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're
There's
good.
Authorization, but that was the authorization of my credit card. Then below it, there's like a, they want me to download something?
No. Go back.
Oh, okay.
Go back, and then you're on the part that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. The next sentence says, please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription term.
Got it. Perfect. Yep.
That's okay. No worries. You'll click on that. Now, it's going to open up this page for you that's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. And what you're going to do is you're going to scroll towards the bottom. You're going to find where it says mobile phone. And it should have your phone number there.
Yep.
Okay. Now, there's these three boxes below it. The first box, you're going to click in it because you're agreeing to receive text messages sent to your phone from us.
Yep.
Okay. The next one is, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate.
Yep.
Okay, you're going to click on that. The next one says, I acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring. So you'll click on that.
Okay, yep.
Okay. Now, at the very bottom, you might have to turn your phone horizontal, but at the bottom, there's going to be a reddish kind of arrow that says sign, and then there's a box that says click here and type your name as seen above.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to do that.
So I'm and putting in Timothy.
Timothy
Becker.
Space Becker. Correct.
Okay.
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 Yep. Now, it's going to take you, once you confirm the signature, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put a username and password. Let me know once you see that.
Okay. Do I
I'm
going to
give you, yeah, if it's giving you the username and password, I'm going to give you the username and password. So remember that very first text message I sent you with our customer service number? It also included your username and password, but we also sent it to you again. So your username, Tim, is your phone number. No dashes.
Okay.
Just your phone number.
Okay.
And then let me know when you're ready, and I'll tell you what the password is.
Okay, yep.
Your password is all lowercase, one word. And it's going to be fab, F-A-B, like fabulous, but fab, money, one word, All lowercase.
Okay. Yep, got it.
Okay, and then you'll click on enter or submit, and it should open up your tracking and reporting system. You're not going to see a whole lot in there, Tim, because the technician's going to be setting that all up, but I did want you to try it while we were on the phone. Okay.
Okay, so I put in the password and I clicked on remember me, but there's no save or anything. It's not advancing to another page yet.
It's not? Okay. But did it give you the option to click on enter or log in?
Yes, yeah, it says welcome to Local Splash, sign in with your credentials below. So I put in my phone number and I put in the password Fab Money. And I clicked on Remember Me, but it's not advancing to the next page.
Okay. I would maybe try it from your desktop because it could be because they're going to be working on it. But I would definitely, okay. I'll have the technician walk you through it as well. Did it let you in now?
Not yet. Should I just go back a step and try it again?
I would go back a step and try it again.
Okay. Okay, so I've got all that, the three things checked off, and then we're going to okay, just confirm signature.
Uh-huh.
The previous page was the confirmation of the signature and stuff.
Yeah.
And, okay, so now I'm back at the, okay, let me enter the number password again.
Fab Money is the password, all lowercase, one word. Okay.
Okay.
And you really did a great job on this website.
Oh, thanks. It says search the screen at the bottom. Do I want that? No.
No.
Remember me, right?
Yeah.
So I did that, but it's not, yeah, it's still not advancing.
Okay. I would try it with a technician on the phone tomorrow because it could be, again, because they're going to be working on it. So I will make sure to ask them to run it through tomorrow with you while you're on the phone with them. And then typically the way our timeline works, and I want to share that with you, okay? Real quick, this other keyword search, two channel stereo systems. Is that something you want me to list on there?
Yeah, we might as well. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, we're going to be setting up stuff quickly. Okay. And we'll send you notifications as these steps are being completed because we want you to be aware of the work that we're doing. Okay. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories, which could already start generating phone calls for you. All right?
Okay.
Seven to 14 days, those Facebook ads are live. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, we will always tell you that the first page placement on Google can take between 45 to 60 days. Even when I have seen it happen sooner. And I say that because you already have the Google Business Profile. It is a matter of you adding us on as managers. So it could happen a lot sooner for you, right? But I'm the type of person, I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay?
Right.
Keep in mind that we're going to send you these notifications as these steps are being completed because we want you to be also aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay.
Yep.
Fireplace Entertainment Solution is also one I should notate on here too, correct?
That was just an example of an installation.
Just an example? So okay.
Kinda, yeah, that's, it's, you know, I think people will, if I
they'll
do
know.
TV installations, they'll
yeah.
still assume I can do it over a fireplace.
Now,
you know?
Do you do any home automated systems?
You know, I don't really because you really
okay.
need more of a company for that.
Yeah.
And, but I do, you know, smart home's a big category, and I try not
smart
to
home?
promote that because it's,
okay.
you know, it's,
gets a
it
little,
can mean smart home, it's a little dicey because it can mean a lot
yeah.
of different things. You know,
okay.
Smart home is like, you know, cameras, thermostats, you know, all kinds. But, you know, I install Ring cameras and doorbells. I do thermostats when I have to, but it's not my wheelhouse. You know what I mean? And,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I try to keep it just more straight ahead. You know, people that want, when I meet a new customer, oftentimes I'll start with their network and make sure they have a good network in their house. And then, you know, what they want for music, what they want
yeah.
for TV, and just figure it all out, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you are all set. I would like to be the first
okay.
to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Super excited. So, did you have any other questions for me? I mean, before I let you go?
No, I think it's, I appreciate the you know, all you've done. And,
yeah.
Are you my contact for anything down the road?
No, I'm the lead, but what I'm going to do is my very best to be available to introduce you to the technician just because I love doing that and because you and I have built such a good rapport, right? So I always like to do that introduction with them and you on the phone. So pretty much I will more likely be available unless for some worst case scenario I got sick. But I don't anticipate that. But
gotcha.
There is a team here that will be dedicated to your account. And one thing I want to tell you is this. Our team is very, we pride ourselves in customer service. We really, really do because we know if our clients are successful, that's going to equal our success just as much.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So, yeah, they're with you every step of the way and they're pretty responsive. Okay. But
okay,
if it was a life or death emergency, yes, the call is Wednesday.
If
it was a life or death emergency and you could not wait, you also have my number. It's at the bottom of the emails if you take a look. And you are welcome to call me. I can't make no changes, but I can at least get the message to them like, hey, it's urgent. He's got to talk to someone now, you know,
right.
so that way we could at least even schedule a call back for you. Okay. But other than that, they're pretty
good
about answering and getting back with you in a timely manner. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All
Super.
Right,
Tim. Thank you very
well,
much.
Have a great evening, and we'll talk with you on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Nadine.
You have a good one. Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.
Uh-huh.